Aaron Cohen was mowed down and killed on the Rickenbacker Causeway in February 2012, and the driver who hit him may have been drunk. Nobody knows for sure. Michelle Traverso fled the scene of the crash and didn't turn himself in for 24 hours, after which, if he had been drunk, he wasn't anymore. Instead of a minimum 4 years for DUI manslaughter, he got 21 months in jail for leaving the scene. Bicyclist Enda Walsh was with Cohen the day he died.
There is a clear incentive for people who get involved in accidents, and if their circumstances are dodgy in any respect, there's an incentive for them to flee the scene.
Miami's active bicycle movement got on the case, and the result is a bill that the legislature will take up this spring. It increases the minimum mandatory sentence for fleeing the scene to more closely match the minimum punishment for a drunk driving crash that kills somebody. Miami lawyer Eli Steers, also a cyclist, helped draft the bill.
The incentive is removed to flee the scene, and those people will be treated the same as a DUI manslaughter. It'll be a 4-year minimum mandatory.
The law will be harsher and send more people to prison, but Enda Walsh says the intent is much larger.
The purpose of this initiative is not to make it easy to lock people up. The purpose of this initiative is to get people to stay on the scene and call 911.
A 35-year-old father of two, Aaron Cohen, was one of 168 fatalities in nearly 70,000 hit-and-run crashes in Florida in 2012. The bill is sponsored by Miami-area Senators Miguel Diaz de la Portilla and Rene Garcia. They call it the Aaron Cohen Life Protection Act. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.